As I'm walking home from class one day, a car jumps the curb and hits me, breaking my pelvis. I'm a college student. There's no way that I have the money to pay for hospital bills. But then I heard about the Advocates. I'm an out-of-state student, and they still represented me. The Advocates helped me every step of the way. I got a full settlement and didn't have to pay a single cent out of pocket.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. College is hard enough without worrying about medical bills. If you're hurt, give us a call. We'll take care of the rest.
So my husband and I were driving home from a date night, and we were hit head-on by a drunk driver. It was awful. Anytime it's a drunk driver, that's not an accident. They made a choice to get behind the wheel. So we called the Advocates. They took care of everything. The settlement that they got for us was really good. They gave us our lives back.
I'm Matt with the Advocates Injury Lawyers. You shouldn't pay for someone else's bad decisions. With the Advocates, you won't have to.
I got my booster shot. Really, that's, I just wanted to brag about it. I'm kind of excited. Anyway, you can get yours too. There you go. That's it. This is today. Welcome to This Is Today, the podcast that features the stories that make this day unique. It's Friday, December 10th, 2021. I'm Russ, the recently boosted Russ. And here's what you need to know about today. Yeah, if I sound a little tired, maybe it's because of the booster. I'm not really feeling the side effects. Some people say tired. Some people say hungry. Some people say it feels like they're hungover. I'm good. So I'm okay with all of this. Anyway, today, Nobel Prize Day today. Yeah, today is set aside to honor Alfred Nobel. Nobel? Nobel, please. Nobel. Alfred Nobel. Anyway, there's no bell in his name because it's just B-E-L. He died on this day in 1896. He was a Swedish chemist, an engineer, an inventor, a businessman, and a philanthropist. It is also Human Rights Day today. Back in 1948, the UN adopted the Universal Declaration of Human Rights, which states the inalienable rights for everyone. Yeah, all of us, just for being a human being, regardless of sex, race, color, religion, language, political or other opinion, national or social origin, property, birth, or other status. I didn't make all that up. That's from the UN. That's from the declaration that was made on this day in 1948. It is National Lager Day today. Yeah, lager, well, it's a type of beer. For those of you that don't know, it's a delicious type of beer. I haven't used the word delicious in quite some time. I was listening to my old podcast a year ago or so. I use the word delicious like all the time. I'm going to bring that back a little bit. I won't go crazy like I did last year, but we'll bring that back a bit because, yeah, lager is delicious. It's pretty good. And the thing is, the word lager, where does that come from? I was wondering that. So, you know, what do I when I wonder things? Well, I do a little research. Yeah. Lager is a German word that basically translates into storage. Why storage? Well, lager beers are fermented slowly at low temperatures. See, they're being stored for quite some time. So there you go. All right, where can I do some looking up of things? Well, the library, right? And what would I use at the library? Well, the Dewey Decimal System. It is Dewey Decimal System Day today. This was a system that was created by Melville Dewey back in 1873, and it is still the most used book organization system in the world. And today is the only day that it's interesting to talk about. Yeah, I remember learning about this in school and just thinking, when is this going to be over? Can't they just put them in alphabetical order? Well, some people now are saying that same thing. See, I was ahead of my time. Yeah, some people have switched to what they call Dewey-free methods, which are kind of more like setting it up like a bookstore. The Library of Commerce, of Congress, actually. Sorry, not Commerce. Congress has another way of sorting books as well. And, well, they're all fall into this non-Dewey or Dewey-free methods. I think that's actually the win here. I think that's kind of cool. Dewey Decimal and Dewey-free. All right, let's take a look at what is happening this weekend. Yeah, it's like I knew that music was going to come on. All right, how do I know that? Oh, it comes on every week because we don't do shows on the weekend. So on Fridays, We get to tell you what is going on this weekend. Okay, so Saturday is National Noodle Ring Day. Okay, a noodle ring, for those of you that don't know, it's like a bundt cake. It's made of noodles and things like mushrooms in it and ketchup and peas and ham in a bundt cake thing. And it's noodles and weird ingredients. Don't worry, not going to use that word delicious there. National App Day as well on Saturday. It's about those little applications, you know, that we all know and love that are on our phone that keep us busy all the time. Well, here's the thing. I mentioned I got my booster shot the other day, and you have to wait like 15 minutes after you get it to sit there to make sure that, I don't know, you don't explode. I'm not sure what they're waiting for, but I didn't see anybody exploding. So that was good. Get your booster. Anyway, I sat there and I played the game called Plague Inc. It's just on my mind, you know, sitting there around everybody, and we've all got our anti-plague shots, and I played Plague Inc. I don't know if that was in bad taste. Maybe it was. Maybe I shouldn't have done that. Anyway, nobody noticed. We were all 6 feet apart. On Sunday, it is Poinsettia Day, which I just love. Poinsettia. Poinsettia? Yeah, I love saying that. I don't know why. Just fun. Gingerbread House Day as well. Oh, maybe that shot did do something for me. I'm silly today. National Dingling Day on Sunday as well. And that is about calling a friend. You phone a friend. Like, you know, dingling. I don't know why they don't call it like ringling or just, hey, call a friend day. It goes back quite a few years. Actually, last year I talked with fellow podcasters Bobby and Sarah, and we had them try to guess and figure out what the day was about. Spoiler alert, they did not find that out, but you might want to go check out that podcast. We had a lot of fun. Also, National Ambrosia Day on Sunday as well. Birthdays this weekend. Saturday, Ben Shepherd is 47. Ryder Strong is 42. Haley Steinfeld is 25. Terry Garr, 77. On Sunday, Dionne Warwick is 81. Jennifer Connelly, 51. Mayim Bialik, 46. I wonder if that'll be a question on Jeopardy now that she's hosting. I don't know. Anyway, okay, let's take a look at the historical items from today. We go back to 1961. Dr. Ruth got married. Yeah, to Fred Westheimer. So that made her Dr. Ruth Westheimer. Oh, yeah. You know, she was like the sex therapist. She had the radio show. She had all the call-in shows. She was on every other show, it seemed, throughout the entire 80s with that voice and that sex advice, always saying something that it's like, oh wow, I can't believe she said that. But then after a certain point, you're like, oh yeah, she'd say that. I can believe that. So I guess the bit kind of got old there after a little while. But anyway, she got married on this day back in 1961. This was actually her third marriage, and she says that each one of those marriages played an important role in the relationship advice that she would give to others. However, this third one, by the way, this was the real one, as she called it, and they were married until his death in 1997. Now, they did have two children, and they have four grandkids. Dr. Ruth, yeah, she's still around, and I believe she's still giving some advice, and probably saying something that she thinks is shocking, but we're all used to now. Dr. Ruth is 93. Okay. In 2005, we're going to talk about a death. Richard Pryor died on this day in 2005. He had such a tragic childhood. His mom was a prostitute. His grandma was the owner of the brothel in which his mom worked. Oh, and by the way, that brothel, well, that's where he grew up. Yeah, he grew up in a brothel. Can you believe that? And now he made jokes about this, and some people didn't realize, like, oh, wow, this guy's really good at writing these jokes, coming up with these bits. No, it was his, like, reality. Now, when he first started doing jokes, he was actually more like Bill Cosby. No, I don't mean like the current Bill Cosby, the guy with the drinks. No, I mean Bill Cosby with the stories. He actually tried to model a lot of his comedy after Bill Cosby and the way that Bill Cosby would deliver, but it just wasn't him. It just didn't work out. So eventually we would get to know the Richard Pryor that we know today. He made a bunch of changes, almost a complete 180 on what his routine was before, back in the modeling Bill Cosby days. Man, he is so funny. He is so entertaining, and you got to learn more about him. Check out, there's a documentary right now on Netflix called Omit the Logic, and it's definitely something that you got to check out. All right, let's check out today's birthdays. Bobby Flay is 57. Greg Giraldo was born on this day in 1965. He passed away in 2010. Meg White, 47. Raven Simone is 36. And Kang Daniel is 25. That is your look at December 10th. Thanks for listening to This Is Today. We do our best to pull together all of the correct information. If we made a mistake and you heard it, you're super smart and we're super sorry. Be sure to subscribe wherever you get your podcasts and give us a 5-star if you think we deserve it. If you'd like to make sure that we cover something in a future episode, let us know. Head over to our website, thisistodaypodcast.com. Make suggestions, give us feedback, and see our other podcasts. I hope you enjoyed learning about today, and I hope you have a fantastic weekend, whatever you're doing. I will talk to you on Monday.